Hey everybody, it's Cartwheels and Banana Peels time. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I am JC Cormack, your host and storytelling rebel, of course. So today I have another couple of amazing ladies sitting at our virtual kitchen table, and we are going to be going to be sharing some funny stories. And apparently, I'm starting us off because I can't even talk today, but that's okay. So I have with us today Norma and Bonnie, and I want to just dive right in. Let's just get into this. Let's just have a great time because Cartwheels and Banana Peels is all about just really having those stories, sharing those stories that you can't wait to tell your spouse, or you've got to call your best friend up, or seriously, like, oh my gosh, knocking on the neighbor's door, going, you're not going to believe what just happened. So it's just about having fun and letting our hair down and having a break from the day. Some of our stories are about business and some of them are not. So, Bonnie, will you start us off? Could you tell us who you are and what you do in the world?
Okay, hey everybody. My name is Bonnie Hardy. I am a women's empowerment coach and the owner of Rock Solid Women's Empowerment Coaching. Basically, very short elevator pitch is I help you to be happy with yourself so that you're happy with other people and you help other people stay strong. So, and I just yesterday moved from Orlando, Florida area to Atlanta, Georgia, and I am staying at Airbnb. I was here a little while ago. They asked me to come back and be the property manager here, the on-site property manager. So I'm going to be doing my coaching here. I'm going to be doing VIP days here. I'm going to be doing whatever here and be the property manager, on-site property manager. So I'm very excited.
Awesome.
So I'm still kind of loopy from riding a bus 9 hours a couple days ago and back and forth from Florida to Georgia. So I'm not sure where I'm at right now. So if I'm a little loopy, I apologize.
What total dedication, though, to still show up at my virtual table. I love it. Oh, fantastic. All right, Norma, I'm passing the baton to you.
All right. Well, I'm Norma Fran, and I am an emotional eating coach. I'm a certified life coach and integrative nutrition health coach. And that all came about as part of, or as probably the end of my own journey of losing 100 pounds, and but doing it in a way that wasn't a diet. And doing the deep inner work that actually creates the change. And
Love
so
that.
inspired by that, I went and got myself certified and recently quit my corporate job. And this is what I do
Ooh,
now full time. And I
awesome.
love
Oh
every second of it.
my gosh, that's fantastic. Well, you already all probably know me by now. Bonnie and Norma are new to me. This is the first time we've had a good chance to chat. But I am, of course, JC Cormack, the Rebel Storytelling Coach, and your host, as I said earlier. And so I am all about teaching you how to be funny and tell entertaining stories and sell and kind of not be so focused on just the dime a dozen struggle to success ones, right? We need those, but hey, let's have fun. So let's just do it. I want to hear a funny story or something, just to get a giggle or shocking. Bonnie, what do you have for us today?
Well, JC, there's a lot I could choose from, but I'll choose something that was very recent. Even though I do like to travel a lot, don't ask me how to get anywhere because I have no sense of direction. I only know that my room faces east because I see the sunrise in the morning. I've been going kind of back and forth between Florida and Georgia the last couple weeks. And what I did when I went back to Florida a few weeks ago, I was going to be staying in a hotel for a couple of nights for an expo, and I had to take a bus over there. I knew it was bus 42, so I just got on the first number 42 that came. Well, that was going east, and I should have been going west. So I ended up going to the Orlando International Airport and having to sit there for an hour and wait for the bus to go the other direction. And this is like, I don't even know, 8 o'clock in the morning, I've been on a bus for 9 hours. I'm not getting a lot of sleep on the bus. I don't even know where I'm at right now. So all I want to do is get into the hotel, get checked in and relax. And it's like, I finally got it all figured out, but it's like, sometimes you got to pay attention and know what direction you're going. So
Oh
it's
my
like, just
gosh.
ask the question, are you going east? Are you going west? Where are you going? I got to where I was going eventually. However, I just kind of rode the bus around for, an hour and a half, 2 hours, and got to go to the airport for all, even though I was trying to go someplace else. So
Oh
that's
my
my
gosh.
story. So
How did you even figure out you were on going the wrong way? What, how did you come to figure that out?
well, once we got to the point where it says Orlando International Airport exit, and that's the way he turned, I said, uh-oh. Oh, so that's how I figured
Oh,
out.
no.
So even though I want to be a traveling digital nomad, travel around a lot, don't ever ask me how to get anywhere because I have absolutely no sense of direction. All I know is right now I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and I think I'm in the southeast part, but beyond that, I don't know. So
Excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am, you're going the wrong way.
yeah,
I
so
love
don't
it when
ask me
you're in.
sense of direction for don't ask me how to get anywhere because I don't know.
If you're a digital nomad that doesn't know where she's going. Like,
Right. Yep.
I love it. That's awesome. Oh my gosh. All right, Norma, you got for us.
All right. So this is actually goes back about 5 years. I was on my very first coaching call with my very first paying client. She was nervous. I was nervous. I was in this room, but I learned early on practicing that I could not have my self view up on Zoom. So I always hid that. So all I could see was her. I had no idea what was going on behind me. And she's starting to tell her story, and it was pretty emotional. She was getting emotional. And then all of a sudden I saw her eyes get really big, and she covered her mouth and her eyes are big. And I turned around and looked over my shoulder. My husband, in nothing but his boxer shorts, was bent over rummaging through. He was rummaging through bags of Easter candy that I had stored in my office. And I was so intent on that call that I didn't even hear him come in. I was just so focused on her. But to see that poor woman's face.
Gosh, the boxer shorts, but then you said he was bent over. Oh my gosh. Was he embarrassed? Did he know? I mean, I don't
He
know what
was
he
because he had
eventually.
no idea that this was all new to him. He didn't realize
Yeah.
that we were on camera. He just knew I was talking to somebody. So just like me, he only saw her. He didn't see himself, so he had no idea.
Oh my gosh.
But
Oh my
the
goodness.
good news to the story was we became fast friends. We coached for about 3 or 4 months together, and she's come back periodically over the last 5 years, and we do a little coaching and have a little laugh about it, and
Because you know what that did? It actually opened it up. It broke the ice and allowed vulnerability to just be like, and so she could be vulnerable with you because why not? Oh my gosh. You guys, I love that. Okay, so good one. This has been a few years back as well. And at the time I had an apartment and I was living in Texas and it was newly divorced. And my office space was just this little weird things they do sometimes in apartments where it's kind of like a countertop and then it's just in the hallway, right? So my son's room was behind me and his bedroom was beside me. The only way, and at that time he was 10, the only way he could get to the kitchen or to the bathroom was to go right behind me. And I didn't have virtual backgrounds, right? I was doing Facebook Live or something like that. I can't remember, recording something. And so he would get on his little belly. Crawl behind me so no one would see him. And it was hard not to be distracted because it was cute and it was funny. And then, of course, being a little kiddo, do it again sometimes on purpose, right? He didn't really have to go there, but he would go behind me anyway just because he wanted, attention or whatever. So, see, this is the whole point. We get to come together, have these very quick conversations, and share some funny stories. And for anybody out there listening that's a new coach, does Norma just have a story for us or what? If anybody's a digital nomad, because I've been there, I've Airbnb hopped. And so all kinds of crazy things can happen. Hopefully, I've given you a little heads up and a lesson to pay attention to where you're going so you don't get extra tired and lost. But I just think that's the greatest. I am so excited. I'm so glad that we've sat here today and shared these stories. Now, let's get right to the point as well. You guys, please share with us how people can find you if they're like, oh my gosh, I have to hear more. This lady is hilarious, or I just really want to understand more about what she does. What kind of an offer can you share with us today and one place they can find you? Because I will share everybody the rest of those links to find them on social media links and so forth, of course, in the show notes too. So Bonnie, can you kind of share with us what you might have to offer for our audience today?
Okay, what I have to offer is my worldwide internationally known 5x5 formula to a rock solid day. That's five activities that you can do in the morning for 1 to 5 minutes each to start your day off strong. The name of my business is Rock Solid Women's Empowerment Coaching, so I use rock solid on everything basically. And what that is meditation, journaling, practicing gratitude, grounding yourself, and deep breathing. I will send you a PDF that explains all of that. And I may even consider getting a video together to do that. So the 5x5 formula to a rock solid day is my gift for everybody.
Oh, I love the name of that. You had me right there. I was like on the edge of my seat going, what is that? I love it. Yeah. Great title. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yay. All right. So wait, did I... excited about that. I missed. Where can they find you? Where can they find that?
Right now I'm only on Facebook. So it's Facebook at Bonnie S. Hardy, or you can email me at BonnieHardy@yahoo.com.
Okay, cool. And we'll have those links you guys in the show notes as well, like I said. All right, Norma, it's up to you.
All right. So my offer is something I call the pause method. And it's one of the very first things I use when I'm working with a new client who's trying to really understand their emotional eating, because that's really where it has to start, just like a GPS. You have to know where you're starting to know where you're going. So this is, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Norma Fran Coaching. And I also shared a link that'll take you directly to that PDF for the pause method.
Fantastic, you guys. Oh my gosh. And hey, you guys, if you're like, first of all, if you're like, I want to sit there, I want to be at this virtual kitchen table, I want to hang out with JC and her friends. So go to cartwheelsandbananapeels.com and apply to be a guest. Simple, easy peasy. And then of course, if you're like, well, wait, I don't know how to tell a funny story, or I don't even think I have one, because yes, you do. All you need to do is work with me. I guarantee not only will we find a funny story or a back pocket full of funny stories, but we can also work on then how do you deliver that story and where all can you share it? Not just at Cartwheels and Banana Peels. Oh my gosh, I've had so much fun with you, and I love it because these are short and sweet. So anybody has time to listen to these episodes, you guys. So ladies, thank you so, so much. Hang with me for a second. And then, but for now, everybody, go do a cartwheel. But wait, hey, wait. If you don't know how to do a cartwheel or haven't done one in a long time, you might want to call like some first responders first, just in case, as a backup. I wouldn't want to advise you to do cartwheels if you're not ready. All right, you guys, have a fantastic day, and we will catch you next time.